UCLA took the crown in the Battle of LA this past weekend. The Wildcats football team is getting ready to close out their season with the biggest game of their schedule, and Arizona basketball is on a hot streak to start the season. We're discussing all of this on today's episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast.
You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Oh, we switched around there. Welcome to another episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson, and joining me today is Michael Luke from Locked On Wildcats. Thanks for making this episode your first listen of the day. We are free and available on all platforms. Okay, Michael, today, you know, it's basically a matter of talking rivalries this week when it comes to football.
Right.
UCLA and USC already faced off this past weekend. Coming up this next weekend, well, this upcoming week, will be Arizona versus ASU and UW versus Washington State. I actually need to see. I think Stanford and Cal may have their big game, and then Oregon State and versus Oregon. So it's rivalry week across the Pac-12. Yeah. UCLA and USC kicked it off, and UCLA completely demolished USC. I won't say that I'm completely surprised there, because UCLA has definitely been having a better season than USC. We already know USC has been having their ups and downs since the start of the season, starting with losing their head coach, Clay Helton. And so closing out their season, not the best way possible. I'm sure they didn't expect their season to turn out this way, but UCLA now has the honors of taking, I don't know, how would I say it? They have the title for the right. year of owning LA, I guess. Have to give it to them.
Right, for sure.
I will say it reminded me of a game that they played where USC dominated UCLA 50-0. It gave me those same vibes, but in reverse.
For sure. And it might as well have been 50-0. I mean, 62-33, I mean – and if anything, it wasn't even really that close. This is a USC team that I think is just kind of trying to hobble into the offseason, and you want to get your entire coaching situation figured out there. I would be pretty surprised if Dante Williams was retained as the head coach. For UCLA, it was a win. Obviously, you wonder what the status with Chip Kelly is, but that certainly didn't hurt with what they did to USC.
100%. I feel like winning that game is always great for the coaches. I think that's one of the reasons why Clay Helton was able to hold on to his job for so long. When it came to that rivalry, you know, he was dominating. Looking at the scores, right? And even if you didn't watch the game, we'll break it down for you. In the first quarter, it did not seem like it was going to be a blowout win. It seemed like it was going to be a close game.
Right.
First quarter ended and USC was up 10-7.
Yeah.
That second quarter was pivotal for UCLA. That's really when they took off, ended the half 28-17. But
right.
like UCLA outscored USC 21-7 in that second quarter alone. And we also saw some like real theatrics from UCLA. At one point, DTR scored and then signed a hat in the crowd.
Right,
like,
right.
That's how big that game was. I mean, that game is big every year, but that's how in the moment UCLA felt. They were really enjoying it. And you can tell having fun, you know, like that's the one thing that this rivalry game is supposed to bring, fun out of the game. And it looked like UCLA was having that fun. USC, not so much.
Oh, UCLA was having fun right there. And again, the USC guys are in a tough spot because you've got a coach that you know is probably not going to be there next year. You don't know exactly what's going on. There's nobody to really hold you accountable. I mean, I don't mean it the way that sounds, but,
yeah.
And you went into a team in UCLA that clearly wanted to beat you. And if you play a team like UCLA that still does have talent and you don't want to be there, that's going to be the outcome that you're going to see, is that 62-33 type score there, Cindy.
Yeah. I don't think it's any way that the Trojans ever want to go out, especially against rivals. You're aware, you know how rivalry feels.
Oh, yeah.
Our rivalry in Washington is huge. Apple Cup Hate to lose to
great name to the Apple Cup. Love
that. Apple Cup, yes. Could have had a terrible season, but when it comes to the Apple Cup, you expect them to play differently, bring out a different fight in them. And when it doesn't go your way, it hurts more than anything else happening in that season. So I know for the Trojans, they've had a rough season, but this is just the cherry on top to that rough season.
Yeah, this is just the way it is. And, you know, if going into the year, I don't think that anybody thought that it would be like this. I'm still a little confused as if you were going to fire Clay Helton, why you didn't fire him before the season. I mean, did you see anything in the first couple games that you didn't know before that? So that threw me off there a little bit. And this has just been a disastrous season for USC. It's going to be fascinating to see who they can bring in as the coach because right now – I don't know who, you know, you don't hear a lot of names being bandied about right now. And that to me is what's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, I feel like there was a few names thrown out there and then rumors behind them were shushed, right?
Right.
No one really wanted to put any steam behind it and let it be known that they were interested in the position. And so at this point, it is going to be interesting to see who they bring in and interview and actually are able to obtain for that position. That's something we'll for sure focus on as the offseason comes and we'll be looking out for. There's a few teams actually this season that will be, or this offseason that will be looking to hire new head coaches. So the Pac-12 may be revamped all the way around in, you know, for multiple teams, UW being one of them. So yeah, it'll be interesting.
It's going to be fascinating. It's going to be a very fascinating offseason for the Pac-12.
I agree. Okay, well, coming up next, Michael and I will discuss that ASU versus Arizona rivalry game that will be happening this Saturday. We already talked with Richie Bradshaw from Locked On Sun Devils about it, so I can't wait to get Michael Luke's thoughts and opinions on this rivalry game. But for all my college football fanatics, if you haven't heard of Prize Picks, you want to listen up, okay? Prize Picks is a leader in college sports daily fantasy. They offer more college football props than anyone in the world, and they offer all the star players of the Power Five as well as mid-major players that you might have never even heard of. Prize Picks offers any prop you can think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. All the users that deposit and use the promo code will receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100. So just be sure to use the promo code Locked On. You pick 2 to 5 players and an over and under on their projections, and then you can win up to 10 times on any entry. And it's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks allows mixed sports entries, so you can take the over on LeBron and combine it with the under on Mahomes in the same entry. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals, so don't hesitate. Check out PrizePicks.com and use promo code LOCKEDON or go to the App Store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Shout out to you, listener, for making this your first listen of the day. Locked On Pac-12 podcast is available and free on all platforms. Okay, Michael. This is the game that we've been waiting for when we're talking Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
The season was the season, right? It wasn't terrible as far as the talent goes, but the record is not reflective of what we've seen in some of these matchups. And so now the Wildcats are playing for pride, for redemption of what happened last season. Don't want to see another 70-7 game, and I do not think we'll see that. Not with this Wildcats team. I do think they've been playing really well against some tough opponents, even though they're not bringing out, you know, wins on top of wins. But I think this matchup against Arizona State fuels a different type of motivation out of them. This rivalry is literally fueled off of hate.
Right. Yes. No, it is. And it's funny, too, because it's two programs that in the grand scheme of things don't really matter. Like, you know, historically, I mean, ASU football and U of A football don't really move the needle much for anyone. You know, it's just two programs that, you know, don't have a ton of tradition. I will say that ASU should absolutely smack Arizona based off the talent differential. But I also kind of wonder, has ASU quit? You watched that game against Oregon State, and it looked like a team that was kind of on its last gasp, and it looked like a team that was basically getting ready to just get into the offseason unscathed. that's pretty much the only hope I think Arizona has, because again, the point spread I think is 21, which to me is about right. That I look at this game though, Cindy, and I'm thinking to myself that if U of A wins this, then ASU's got even more problems at stake than maybe we even think.
Yeah, so one of ASU's biggest issues that they've been dealing with as of recently is the lack of production from Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. And with him at your quarterback position, you need him to be a leader. You need him to be, you know, orchestrating that offense. And that's what we have not been seeing as of lately. On top of that, the game against Oregon State, the run game was non-existent. And that is really their bread and butter right. In the last few games. So lack of production in the pass game, lack of production in the run game. There was no offense against Oregon State. And so if this happens again against Arizona, there's a good chance that Arizona comes out as the underdogs and, you know, surprises a few people.
I think we're at the stage too where, I think we're at the stage with ASU where I don't even know what the end game really is here, Cindy, because, all right, are you going to keep Herm Edwards? Because it's not like they're playing good football. You don't have a recruiting class coming in. That is the one thing that I think Arizona's got is I think that Arizona's still battling till the end. I just don't know that, you know, the talent is there. You made a great point, though, about ASU's running game not being there. I kind of wonder if that's a little bit of Rashard White being overused the previous 3 weeks because he's, you know, I think he had something like 50 yards, which is very uncharacteristic of him. But who knows? I mean, I look at this matchup on paper. I don't give Arizona much of a chance. But I also don't like seeing any of the vibe, though, that I'm seeing coming out of Tempe.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, this is a matchup where it's like hard to predict in certainty, like who's going to take it home, because it's fair to say like ASU's a better team than Arizona this week. But I mean, this year. But again, the rivalry over the amount of years that it's been going on amongst all teams that deal with rivalries, it brings out a different energy. You could have had a terrible season, but when it comes to that rivalry game, you find the energy. The motivation is different because you're like not only worried about defending your team and your school, right, and getting that honor of like, okay, we have the win over you, but it's also a pride thing for yourself, like in competition, period. And so once you declare that's your rival, that's the one team you do not want to lose to by any means necessary.
And I think we're going to find out here what exactly that team is, where their intestinal fortitude level is right there. Because like you said, I mean, that is your rival right there. And if you go there and you lay an egg, I think that also speaks, you know, somewhat crummily to just kind of the character that football team has. So that's going to be something that's going to be very fascinating to see.
Yeah. So the Wildcats will be traveling to Tempe to play in the Sun Devil Stadium. Mm-hmm. Enemy territory for sure, but I will say this. I told Richie that I'm not choosing sides.
And who do you got in this game, Cindy?
I cannot choose a side. I love the both of you guys. I do think that this matchup will be more entertaining than expected.
Okay. Closer than 70-7?
A lot closer than 70-7. I do not think it will be a blowout by any means. Right. And I definitely think it will be one of these games that's a fight to the very end. So expect to see the best out of the Arizona Wildcats. Expect to see whatever the Sun Devils can bring out. If I was a betting person, right, a little small part of me is ready to go with the Wildcats. Mm-hmm. And I do think it's because they're playing for pride. At this point, the Sun Devils do have a little more to play for, trying to, you know, even though they're already bowl eligible, it's more so like to redeem themselves from the last few games they played, whatever the case may be. I think the Wildcats just have a little more steam behind them, a lot more to fight for after that game from last season.
I think that's fair.
So I would, Yeah,
I think that's fair. So so Cindy, call your shot. Is Arizona going to win? Do it.
I think I have to wait. Maybe at the end of the show I can do it. Maybe at the end of the show. I have to think about this a little more. But coming up next, we're going to discuss another Arizona Wildcats team that's playing a lot better than this football team, and that is the basketball team. So I know Michael can't wait to talk about them. For all of you that, you know, may be more sure than I am about who you would put your money on when it comes to this matchup, then, you know, you want to definitely head on over to betonline.ag. It's Thanksgiving, and we all know what that means. Football, and nothing goes better with football than turkey and betting.
Oh, yeah.
BetOnline has you covered all holiday season, more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this Thanksgiving. So head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus with the promo code LOCKEDON. And it's not just football. BetOnline has pro and college hoops, NHL, boxing, UFC, and even your favorite Vegas casino games. So don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, we're stuffed with deals this Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you haven't tried a Built Bar by now, you're missing out.
What are you doing?
Literally, like I know Thanksgiving is here and we're going to stuff our faces with amazing food. But instead of worrying about, you know, the pies and stuff for your sweet tooth, why not try a Built Bar? They say it's a protein bar, but it does not taste like one. You have to try one of these amazing bars yourself to believe it. Most protein bars are chalky or waxy or just plain hard to choke down. A Built Bar is soft, covered in 100% real chocolate. And when you bite into it, you know you're eating something different. It's more of an experience, one that you'll enjoy. In fact, you'd swear you're eating a candy bar.
Right.
Built Bars are low carb, low calorie, low fat, low sugar, and high in protein. So all the healthy benefits on top of just being purely delicious. And it comes in multiple flavors. Coconut, coconut almond, raspberry, mint brownie, salted caramel, double chocolate. List goes on. So go ahead and head on over to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your first order. That's BuiltBar.com, LOCKED15 for 15% off your first order. Okay, Michael. So football season was rough for the Wildcats, and it's rough for the Wildcats fans, but basketball season is looking a lot brighter for you all. And that is clear. We already talked about the Wildcats being a good team this season and expecting it when we were talking preseason rankings, but they're showing up and showing out in multiple ways. Their last game they played against Michigan came out with the win. And at this point, it's very clear that the Wildcats are going to be a force to be reckoned with amongst the Pac-12 conference and amongst the NCAA all across the board.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a team that, you know, I thought going into the year that they'd be a top 25 team. And, you know, they really showed, I think, the nation what they're about against Michigan, because I'll tell you one thing, that game wasn't fluky. If they were to play Michigan again, they were to play Michigan 10 times, Arizona's winning 7 or 8 of those games. It's just a bad matchup for Michigan. This is a team, Cindy, that I think, I mean, I don't know how good they can be, but they check off a lot of boxes from big men to wings to guards. This is a team that I think is going to be kind of hovering around that top 10 to 15 range pretty much all season. This is a Tommy Lloyd inherited some talent. He's a better coach than Sean Miller. He's able to take these guys and I think really, you know, take advantage of them. So I look at this team, Cindy, and I think the sky's the limit, really. I'm just surprised at how good they've been this quickly.
Yeah, so their performance at the Roman main event title in Las Vegas has basically put them in the AP poll at number 17. It's their first ranking since February 2020. And then on top of that, it's their biggest margin of victory over a top five team since Michigan State 80-61 in the 2001 Final Four. Mm-hmm. They played Michigan in the Roman main event, winning that game for the championship 80-62. Like, right. Michigan was ranked number 4, I believe, at the time. Am I wrong?
Yep.
Okay. Number 4. And they took down a number 4 team putting to get themselves in the AP poll. But it's being very clear at this point, like, if you did not consider them a national contender, you will definitely be considering them one now.
Yeah, and this is going to be a team, too, that don't let them sneak up on you, because if you let them sneak up on you at this time, then that's jokes on you, not on them, because this is a team that, I mean, I think the commentator is saying that's an all-airport team right there, where they just look the part when they're on the court, when they get off the when they get off the plane. And, Cindy, I think this is going to be a really nice run for the Wildcats this year. They're a fun squad to watch.
Yeah, and, I mean, I think we talked about this last week, too. All of their games that they've won – they're not winning them just barely. Like,
right,
the only game that was
they're smacking people. Even the Wichita State game, which Arizona was up 17 points in that. They let Wichita State come back. That's on Arizona, obviously. But Arizona was head and shoulders above them for a good margin of that game.
Yes, and their lowest score so far has been 80 points. So
right,
at this point, you know they're coming to play. Again, a team to be reckoned with. We'll start talking more basketball now that it's going. Definitely want to get into talking USC, UCLA with you. But, yeah, exciting times for the Wildcats. They can put the football season behind them and focus their attention to basketball and get excited about this team. But this weekend, they'll be
My bad. Sorry. Yeah. No, I'm ecstatic about this team, to be honest with you, Cindy. This is a team that I think this is going to be Arizona's best team in 5, 6, 7 years. I really do. They are just going, you know, they force the tempo on people. And I think that's something that's unique that we haven't seen, especially under Sean Miller, is it's, I've got better players than you. Watch this. I'm going to exert this. And I think that's where Arizona fans are looking back and was kind of like, oh, this is kind of how we used to play like 15 years ago. And I think that's what's so exciting for so many people in this city right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, they'll be facing Sac State this weekend, which, okay, it'll be this around the same time or like same time going, the rivalry game will be happening. But that'll be the last game before they start heading into some conference play. And then we'll start seeing more of what the Wildcats will do in the Pac-12 Conference. I'm excited. I know Michael's excited. And we'll make sure to keep you guys all up to date on everything going on with Wildcats basketball. As always, Michael, pleasure having you on.
Always, Cindy. You have a thank yes, you. Absolutely.
I appreciate you coming on. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You as well.
In your family. And then for all of you looking to stay up to date on everything Wildcats, make sure you check out Locked On Wildcats Monday through Friday with Michael Luke. He has you covered and giving you everything you need to know about the Wildcats. Okay. Also, you can follow along on Twitter at LO Wildcats. I always forget. Like
LO underscore Wildcats.
LO underscore Wildcats. And then follow along with Locked On Pac-12 podcast on Twitter at LO underscore Pac-12. You can follow Michael Luke at Iron Mike Luke and then me at underscore Cindy Robinson. And make sure you check out one of the other conference shows, Locked On SEC, Locked On Big 12, and Locked On ACC. They're giving you everything you need to know about those conferences, from football, basketball, and any updated news that you may need to know. Other than that, enjoy the holidays and make sure you stay locked on Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.